Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Today, we're talking about getting to the point through trigger point therapy. And we're talking about all the years we've been doing the radio show, we really never have had specifically talked about trigger point therapy.
No, and that's a huge part of what we do and very important part of people's care here. So, you know, everybody who's having any type of musculoskeletal problems is going to get trigger point therapy.
And we see a lot of people with musculoskeletal problems.
A lot of people with musculoskeletal problems.
So let's talk about trigger points. What are trigger points?
Well, trigger points are the reason that they call them that is because if you go in there and feel on the muscles, there's a little knot there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a little point. And if you push on it, it triggers pain.
That's where the trigger triggers pain.
Right. And what those are is those are muscle spindles that have knotted up. So the muscle spindles have kind of just clumped together.
Mm-hmm.
And as those little irritations in the muscle causes dysfunction, pain, all sorts of issues that can eventually lead to quite a few problems.
So literally, they're not little, like, in knots, but they feel like it.
Yeah, they're actually really little
knots.
And they feel like it. Mm-hmm. And if you find them, you know that you hit them.
Mm-hmm.
People go, ow, 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 ow.
Uh-huh.
Because they hurt.
Jump.
No, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, you know, it's something that most people don't deal with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and quite a few times you can go in for musculoskeletal problems and they don't really deal with the trigger points.
Mm-hmm.
But it really is an important part of the overall picture.
Yeah, let's talk about the importance. Why is it important?
Well, the trigger points are oftentimes, you know, the main thing that's causing the symptomatology of what's going on in the patient.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of things that can occur with that. I've had one guy had abdominal pain, and he came in for that thinking it was more the abdomen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to figure out what the heck was going on. Been to several doctors. They'd gone both down the mouth and up the rectum to try to see if they could figure out anything.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, and done all sorts of pictures and been to quite a few different people and couldn't figure out what was going on. So he came in to me and he told me the pattern of the pain. And I went to a little different area, and I poked down on a portion of his body. And he goes, ow, 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 ow. I did not know that hurt there.
Yeah.
And I says, what you've got is a trigger point, and that refers pain to the area you're talking about. And he says, well, that doesn't make any sense. And then I took out a book that is called the Trigger Point Manual and showed him the location of the trigger point and where it refers pain to.
Mm.
And it was a perfect match. And he goes, oh my gosh. So we did about 20 minutes of work on that trigger point, got it released, and his pain was gone first time in a year.
Wow.
And
that was from referring pain from a trigger point.
Trigger point.
Let's talk about that. What
sure.
is referring pain?
Well, you can have pain at the location of the problem, or you can have pain that you feel and the location of the origination is completely different,
mm-hmm.
which makes it very interesting to find. You know, and people can really get stymied, and if you're not aware of everything that's involved with that, you know, if you haven't really been trained on trigger points to a great depth, then you're not going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we've studied it for quite a few years, and we're quite aware of how all those referrals go. And, you know, you can hit those points, and it makes it really quite remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
An interesting thing with PMS cramps.
Mm-hmm.
You can release trigger points, and they will go away immediately.
Wow. Okay.
So, you know, that's another thing that can occur.
Mm-hmm.
There are spasms of the esophagus. There are even internal types of problems that you wouldn't even think have anything to do with a trigger point, that if you release the trigger point, then you're fixing even the functional problem.
And that's why structure function is so important.
Exactly.
Well, let's talk about how does trigger point therapy fit in with structural care?
Well, it's an essential part. When you're talking about structural care, the most important part is alignment. Mm-hmm. You know, because that's the basis of how the whole body works. So if you can get the alignment right, which is an important part of it. Matter of fact, when we're talking about how we work with structural care, it's something that we can see a whole pattern on that, and we actually align things up in a very important type of way. So we have alignment. We have decreasing inflammation and pain. We do that quite a bit through acupuncture. And then we also have therapeutic exercises where we're talking about flexibility, range of motion, strengthening, and balancing. And then we have soft tissue release. Mm-hmm. And there's several different aspects of soft tissue release. And one of them that's a really big part of that is the trigger point therapy. And the trigger point therapy really helps with that. But it's not all by itself. You can go places where you can get trigger point therapy. Mm-hmm. You know, you can go places where you can get alignment. You can go places for the acupuncture, which promotes healing, decreases inflammation and pain. And then you can also get therapeutic exercises. But you don't get the real results unless you combine everything. And it's very essential that you include the trigger points to get the whole body released. And that's one of the things that people who come into the Prather practice, that they say that they really get a complete system on that. Mm-hmm. And they get things fixed that they haven't had done before. And I said, well, what did you do before? Well, I'd gone to the chiropractor for a few months. And then I wasn't getting, I helped some, but I didn't get full. Mm-hmm. I went to an acupuncturist for a period of time, and I didn't seem to get the full thing along those lines. Mm-hmm. And then I went to a physical therapist, you know, to get the, and I'm just not really getting where I need to go. And then I went to, you know, but what we do is we do it all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And if you do it all at the same time, it multiplies the effect. And that really makes an incredible difference in people's results, because we're taking it from A to Z and making sure that everything's working at the same time, and it really makes a huge difference along those
lines. Yeah, they all work together.
They all work together, and they're all dependent upon each other. You know, you're involved with the rehab. You're running that department. You know, it is so much easier, and I've had other physical therapists who've been outside of the practice, you know, who worked, just say how much easier it is because we combine everything. You know, once you have things aligned, the rehab goes so much, much easier. Mm-hmm. Also, when you have things, if you don't have things aligned, you can be wasting your time trying to get the trigger point therapy.
Right.
You know, in other words, everything works together, but if you don't solve the trigger points, you're not going to be able to get the full benefit of the rehab, and the muscles will pull the alignment back out again.
Yeah, makes sense.
Sure.
And it just helps because they're not in acute pain for too long.
Right.
You know?
Right. We get them out of pain very quickly, find out what's the main thing. Very essential to get the pain. If people are in pain, you can't make progress on them.
And then we can focus on rehab, on balancing the muscles, strengthening the muscles. And yeah. So how does structure function care integrate and affect each other?
Well, it's a very basic law of any type of anything that you build. Mm-hmm. Function affects structure, and structure affects function. So when we help the structural portion of the body, the internal organs, the endocrine system, the nervous system, all works much, much better. Mm-hmm. When we can make sure that the functional part, you know, if you have a toxic liver, that toxicity is going to cause re-exacerbations of misalignments. It can also cause trigger points. Kidney problems kick off certain types of trigger points. Matter of fact, one of the things that you can do is certain trigger points on the body are related to different diseases in the system.
Interesting.
So if you have a toxic, overloaded, diseased kidney, you're going to chronically develop trigger points that even, I don't care how good you are going to always come back. And the trigger points can also affect the kidneys. Mm. Alignment can affect the internal organs, and the internal organs can affect the alignment. So really to have a real integrated, you know, where you're taking care of the entire body, bring it back into homeostasis, to be effective, you need to have a combination of structure function to work on that. They did some research up in Chicago with an HMO up there. And if they just had functional care without the structural, or structural without the functional care, you did not get the savings and the better results. You had to combine the structure and the function to make it a complete, and then you can really start to see a lot of changes. And that's why we get better results, because we combine the two. We're experts in both of them. And in from A to Z on the structural part, we cover it all.
Mm. Well, when we come back, more on trigger point therapy. You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what makes your approach and emphasis on the thyroid unique?
We look at it structure functionally, where homeostasis is what is important. Mm-hmm. And homeostasis is a balance, and there's a balance in the thyroid that should be achieved, which you can determine. And the people who have a normally balanced thyroid homeostasis is probably less than 1%.
Wow.
Of the population. There are two systems that control the rest of the body, the nervous system, and then also the endocrine system. And as I tell the patients, those are the two things that we need to get fixed first. Mm. You have to have a proper functioning nervous system and a proper functioning endocrine system to be healthy. And the thyroid is sort of the workhorse of the endocrine system. And many of the problems that we see in patients, once we get the thyroid balanced out, a lot of the issues start to clear up. The people who come in here, often 80% of them have had their, because they felt that their thyroid was a problem.
Had them checked,
and they were told that they were normal when...
Why is that?
They're not doing the proper blood tests. They're not reading them correctly. Doctors aren't being specific enough on what the thyroid number should be. The American Thyroid Association has said that the numbers need to be much, much tighter than what they are. There's a different type of a evaluation. There's reference range, and then there's what is a perfect homeostasis. The labs aren't there to tell you what the blood work should be. Mm-hmm. They're just saying, of the people who come in here, 50% of them have this number. Reference range has nothing to do with where, you know, mm-hmm. you should be.
Right.
That's
I know
not
you
what
look way beyond them and right. tell people, you know, and they come in, well, my doctor said, you know, this
right.
was normal. And
yeah. I say, no, that's mm-hmm. that's not normal. I even find endocrinologists mm-hmm. Not reading lab tests properly mm-hmm. to really understand where that should be, because when we get people into homeostasis range, mm-hmm. their symptoms go away. That's where they go, oh, wow, I feel really great. All the different things that I was complaining about are all of a sudden now working properly, and that's because they are in the range that I tell them that they should be in.
Right.
Because those are the proper ranges that need to be there.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Getting to the point through trigger point therapy. That's what we're talking about today, Dr. Mm-hmm. Prather. And you talked about trigger points like muscle knots, literally, and the importance of structure function care in the treatment of trigger point therapy and how it all works together. Mm-hmm. That even a trigger point can affect something functionally in the body.
It can.
Mm-hmm. And I've seen that. Well, how many people out there have trigger points?
Good question. Everybody.
If you have a muscle, you have some trigger points.
You're going to have some trigger points. You know, it's the matter of how many they have and how severe they are. But you can take anybody in the entire world and lay them down, and eventually you're going to find a trigger point where you've got
some type of...
Especially
you.
Yeah. So, you know, as you get them into to position, go through, everybody's got trigger points. It's whether they're causing, you know, how much problem are they causing? Mm-hmm. So everyone can be improved. Everybody can get a chiropractic adjustment, you know, at about any time. You can always improve something. No one is at complete homeostasis.
Right.
And homeostasis, of course, is the definition of health, so you can always improve that. It's to what extent. Some people have trigger points almost all over their body. Those are miserable, miserable people. Mm-hmm. It's just a very painful type of thing, and some people have less. So the less that you have, the better off you are.
Right. And when you have that pain, it's just really hard to focus, you know, on doing the task at hand and taking care of yourself or your family, and it produces a lot, or expends a lot of energy.
Depression is associated with how many trigger points people have. Anxiety. People who get released on their, physically get released on their trigger points, have less anxiety. I have a lot of people who come in specifically for, I have a gentleman right now, and I've had quite a few, did not come in here. You know, they said, I really don't hurt any place, but I have depression and anxiety. Is there, I've heard that acupuncture and some other treatments help. And so we started acupuncture. I said, you know, you've got some trigger points throughout the system. Mm-hmm. So I poked down on them and they go, ow, 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 ow. And we...
You get joy from that.
I'm good at it. That's what everybody says. Ooh, you can find those spots,
yeah,
can't you?
People didn't even know they had.
No. And once those are released, they people say, you know, I feel better. Mm-hmm. You know, after I leave here, I can tell a difference on my anxiety level and my depression. And again, that is a structural influence on function. So, you know, there's an awful lot that's going on there. And as we can combine the structural and function, you know, I tell people, well, you know, let's get a blood work on you for structural problems. They say, well, why? Well, it could be influencing that. Mm-hmm. You know, and really keeping you from progressing, which oftentimes there is something. And then I also tell people who have, you know, some type of a liver or kidney problem, let's check your structure, see how that's going. And they say, well, I don't really have any complaints. Well, I said, let's just check it out because there's an influence on your internal health. So combining and we're holistic, you know, one of the problems that, it's a different way of thinking for the disease care, is they divide everything up. You know, I'm a liver specialist. You know, all I look is at the liver. You know,
right.
There are people who are just elbow specialists, and they don't look at how the whole body connects. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that many doctors who've consulted with us, brought people in, looking at the whole person, what other influences might be holding up the problem.
Yeah, makes sense. Well, how do you know if you have a trigger point, you know, that needs to be treated? How?
When do I go in to get checked for trigger points? Of course, if you have a lot of pain, checking on trigger points is a very important type of a factor. But, you know, when people go in for a yearly check, just checking to, that should be part of what you're doing. not only are you checking on blood work, checking your heart, you know, doing the normal types of things, but also a musculoskeletal exam, see if you have more trigger points than you normally should have, mm-hmm. you know, on the muscle tautness. So at least once a year, everybody should have a thorough exam and from head to toe and make sure that everything's okay.
Right.
Even if you don't have pain, picking up or discomfort, you can pick up things early. Prevention is a whole lot cheaper, more mm-hmm. effective, and you live longer because you're preventing things. It's
right.
it's a great way to seek out treatment.
But it's very important to go to a specialist that palpates and knows.
Your physicals are best done by a structure specialist. Mm-hmm. Structure function specialist. Someone who looks at you holistically, not just looking for disease care. We are a very integrated type of practice. If we find diseases going on in the person, whether it's the heart, lungs, kidneys, we always seek the specialist's opinion and to get their take on the disease part. What we do is we look at the structure and function on homeostasis and see what can be improved on their health.
Right.
And it's a different type of approach, but both are very necessary, and the great split on that would be about an 80-20 on your care. That's a great way of thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I was just talking to some a program that we're putting together for drug addiction, and the medical doctors and the people who are going to run it. What's a good split? You know, what should we be looking for?
Mm-hmm.
What's a healthy type of a split in care? And everyone's pretty well agreed that at 80% structure function care should be what you're looking for, and about 20% disease care, and then you have a balanced, healthy relationship that's going on there. And that's what we're trying to seek in the overall care of the nation, is try to head it in that direction. And when we can head it in that direction, we can save 60% is what the statistics are showing on overall health care costs, with an 85% improvement in the health of the nation.
And what would we do for opiate addiction?
And opiates are, I mean, the pharmaceuticals aren't the problem, it's how we use them.
Uh-huh.
Opiates are great in acute care and end of life. And you know, they're an essential part of what we're doing, but we're using them for chronic care. And that's not what they were made for. They're not good for that. They make it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's a reasonable type of thing. It's a scientific way of approaching it.
Mm-hmm.
Much more scientific, much better outcomes, and we can prove it. You know,
right.
Give us the opportunity, and we can change the healthcare of America.
Mm-hmm. How do you go on from that?
I know, it's preach it, brother.
Well, back to trigger points, but
okay.
That all that was now that so much truth into that. Now, well, let's talk about massage.
Sure.
Does massage help trigger points?
Yeah, massage is a little bit different. You know, it's a gross motor type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Massage is part of our practice in here, but it's not trigger point therapy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a massage therapist can be going through and start working for the trigger points, but massage is a different type of an animal. Extremely beneficial,
mm-hmm.
but when you're getting into trigger points, massage is not trigger point therapy.
Right.
Okay?
They're different.
They're different. Different things, you're trying to accomplish different aspects. But a massage therapist, a good one, will find trigger points.
Mm-hmm.
Usually during massage, you don't have time to work out trigger points. There's not enough time.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how to do trigger points therapy and you try to massage it, you can make a trigger point much, much worse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, trigger points can be irritated. So people who aren't familiar with how to do it and they try to work them, that's when you get done with a massage and you can't move
mm-hmm.
because you've irritated the trigger points. If that occurs with a massage, it's I can't take massages. They make me worse. It's because you have a lot of trigger points that are going on and you need, it's not the massage. It's the trigger points that need to be released in your system, and that's a good sign that you need trigger point therapy.
Okay. So how does manual pressure release trigger points?
That is one of the early ways of working with trigger points. Mm-hmm. There was a chiropractor called Nimmo who developed a whole system.
Not Nimmo.
N-I-M-M-O.
Okay.
And he was a chiropractor who really developed a whole system of working with trigger points. And he would teach how to put on the pressure points to work with the, how to put the pressure on there. Because it's a specialized technique. You can do it too hard, you can do it too light and not get the release. So it's something that you have to be trained on, but you can put the right amount of pressure on those points and then get a release on that. And so it's the early way of how they started to work with it. And Dr. Nimmo was, and I took the training with Nimmo while I was going through chiropractic school. That's one of the 25 chiropractic techniques that I took. So I've been training 25 chiropractic techniques. Nimmo was one of them, and that was for trigger points. There are a total of 40 different types of techniques. So there's a wide variety of chiropractic out there, and one of them specialized completely in trigger point work and through pressure.
Now, what about spray and stretch? You know, how does that work?
Sure. One of the things that occurred, just to kind of bring this up, is down the street was Janet Travell. Mm-hmm. Who was working within less than a half a mile from Dr. Nimmo. And she went down there and visited him, and she was a MD PT, and went in there, learned the technique, and then wrote it all down. And one of the things that she graduated from is, you know, this is a lot of work on your hands. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't a big lady. She was too small, petite, and she said, well, you know, there should be some other ways of working with that. So one of the things that she took that, took Dr. Nimmo's work, and then advanced it to what was called spray and stretch. So what they would do is they would take a joint, a muscle, stretch it out so it was real taut, find the trigger point, and then they would use a fluoromethane spray and then spray it, and it was a cold. And it would shock the body, and it would cause a release of the trigger points, which, if you're doing pressure, sometimes that can be a little sore, tiring. So it was a quicker, easier way, and oftentimes more effective means of releasing the trigger points. Mm-hmm. So spray and stretch is a excellent technique.
Right. We use it here.
We use that here. So we use the pressure point release technique. Also, we use the spray and stretch. So we'll find those spots, stretch out the muscle, and then spray it on down. Usually about three sprays, and all of a sudden, that's just completely released.
Okay, when we come back, more on treatments for trigger point therapy.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
My favorite dessert is cake. Yeah. Cake's a true symbol of gluttony, though. If you eat a whole pizza, people are like, wow, you were hungry. But if you eat a whole cake, people are like, you got a problem. Addicted to cake. It's not like drinking. You never hear someone brag, yeah, last night I had four pieces of cake. Why are you telling us? Just want you to know I partied. How'd you get away from me? Cake can actually bring people together. It's Bill's birthday. Yeah, I hate that guy. It's cake in the conference room. Well, I should say hello. See how he's doing.
Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision
menstruation problems, infertility, and so much more. Through October 31st, new clients at the Prather practice will receive 3 acupuncture sessions for just $99, normally a $210 value. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather practice, restoring hope. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue. We're talking today about getting to the point through trigger point therapy, and we were talking about some specific therapies. And you talked about Dr. Travell's book. Mm-hmm. We have her manuals and big red manuals that we use.
Covers every muscle in the body.
Yeah, and it's very helpful to show the patient. They can see where the pain's referring, and that's a nice visual.
It is.
So let's talk. We talked about the manual pressure, the spray and stretch. We use an instrument called rapid release. Let's talk about the effectiveness of rapid release. I love this instrument.
Oh, it's amazing. It's a newer technique. We've probably had it how many years?
4 or 5 now.
4 or 5. Yeah. Wow, time goes by fast.
Yeah.
It was developed by a chiropractor. Chiropractors are actually amazing inventors. They come up with an awful lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize how many medical techniques were invented by chiropractors. Chiropractors started with x-rays before MDs did.
Oh, wow.
Ultrasound.
Yeah.
They used to call it a quack chiropractic device.
Ultrasound.
Yeah. Beano was started. I mean,
Beano.
Well,
yeah,
chiropractors. You know, it's amazing. Thyroid medicine was started by chiropractors. So, you know, chiropractors are quite entrepreneurs and very good at coming up with new techniques. So, a chiropractor came up with the rapid release, and it's people love it. It feels the pressure point is a little tender. So the spray and stretch was a little bit advanced because it's not tender, but it's cold.
Mm-hmm.
The rapid release just feels good.
Yes.
It's people are like, oh my gosh, you know, can I have that again, please, please,
yeah,
please?
It sounds like a power sander.
Yeah. And what we do is we put that over the muscle where the trigger point is, and then we go back and forth, and it's the vibration. It causes the muscle spindle to go at a certain vibration,
mm-hmm.
and he found out exactly what vibration it needed, and the muscle spindle will just relax. It's just gone. So I had a gentleman who just had could hardly walk. Matter of fact, he was afraid he wasn't going to, because he had some illnesses and diseases that had caused his legs to go into severe spasm, and he was afraid he was going to wind up in a walker. And we started the rapid release because we had talked about that. Matter of fact, we had the inventor on our radio program a while ago and talked to him about it.
We met him in a conference in Las Vegas.
Sure.
And
had him talk because it was just coming out at that time. We were one of the first users of the rapid release.
Mm-hmm.
And he had heard that show, and we started working on that. And he got up and he says, oh, my life is different now.
Yeah.
You know, after the first time. And really, you know, we reversed a tremendous amount of his dysfunction through the rapid release, because his entire legs, front and back, was just one big trigger point. Mm-hmm. You know, how are you going to spray and stretch that? How are you going to put pressure
on
that?
Didn't he end up buying one?
He bought one.
Yeah, and moved to Hawaii.
He could do that at that point because he was functional. So he wound up buying one, and it just made an amazing difference for him. So the rapid release is another way that we've moved forward on this whole process on trigger point therapy, and it's amazing what that does.
What other methods, you know, are used for trigger point therapy that you use here at the Prather practice?
Sure. You can use electrical stimulation with some herbal medicines or different types of pharmaceuticals, lidocaine, things like that. And then you can drive it in. You can also use ultrasound on that, drive in any type of medications into the into the points. We usually don't have to do that. Some other places do that. And then also needling. Needling is a very big thing, and needling is specifically done for trigger point therapy. So you'll find a trigger point, and then you'll take a long needle and stick it right in there and get it to release that way. So very legitimate type of way. It's not acupuncture. It's a trigger point treatment, so it has
right.
a different
needling
effect.
Needling is different than acupuncture.
Acupuncture, and they have different effects on the body. Very effective. We don't use needling here just because if it is a... they try to go with that more with severe. Mm-hmm. With the severe, we go more with trigger point injections.
Oh, let's talk about that.
Okay.
When are trigger point injections used? Then you're saying a little more severe trigger point.
Yes, there are trigger points that... what has occurred on some trigger points is that the muscle has been in... The whole muscle has been in spasm for a long period of time. And oftentimes we're talking about years. And it's been in spasm for so long that it's squeezed all the blood out of the muscle. And you need the blood to make the ion transfer. So these are severe trigger points that just are not going to release under normal circumstances. So as they've done that, and you always do other work first. You know, you try to release it manually, you try to do spray and stretch, try to do the rapid release, mm-hmm. and that takes care of 95-96% of all trigger points. You have the 5-6% that are in the body that refuse to release. So what we do on that is we take a saline solution, add a little bit of lidocaine, about 2%, so, you know, it's not tender, then we inject that saline solution into the muscle, and that saline solution goes through there, and it's the same consistency as blood. So then we get the ion transfer. Mm-hmm. The muscle relaxes. It's almost immediate. Then we can go in there, and then we do the manual release, the rapid release, whatever is necessary at that point. And then we also tape that muscle down, so that it has a friction that's going on that will keep it from re-spasming. That way we can get it trained to
like muscle memory.
Memory, because it has an old muscle memory, we have to reverse that. Mm-hmm. And with that, we get life-changing you know, things that occur.
Yeah.
Because if these muscles are in such spasm like that, it causes chronic type of problems. You can align, you know, you can do everything else, and it'll just keep on causing difficulties for the person. These are the chronic patients who do not get well any other way.
Okay.
And in those types of situations, we can do that and people say, my life is different.
So why does an injection work when other techniques don't?
It's just that the body has been so chronically tight in there. And one of the things that we see is that there are certain muscles that are like that.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, it's not commonly, I mean, there are muscles that can just be like that over a long period of time,
mm-hmm.
but there are certain muscles that really cause that type of problem. And usually they're balance muscles. So there are unique muscles in the body that are involved with body balance. And if the person's not in balance, those muscles, the entire muscle goes into spasm, not just in an individual spot. But the entire muscle goes into spasm, and it's that entire muscle goes into spasm, and chronically is like that, it just creates a chronic type of a pain that the body's just not going to release. So that's where you get the unlevel pelvis. That's where you get a lot of shifts going on. You can get some real damage. The jaw is one of those spots. The levator scapula, trapezius, the gluteus medius, gluteus minimus, and the IT bands are the most common ones that you have to inject.
Mm.
Because if the body, you know, if there's just that chronic imbalance that's going on, the body doesn't know what to do. And so to keep you upright so you don't fall over, those muscles just go into spasm.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you don't have just one little trigger point in there. You've got a whole muscle that's like one big trigger point.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can adjust them until the cows come home, and that's not going to release correctly.
And you said, how common do you use trigger point injections?
We use trigger point injections, I would say, you know, on the chronic cases, about 40% of the time, you know, just to mm-hmm. get those big muscles because of balance. And those are more severe. Mm-hmm. If people are having more of an acute type of problem, like let's say you just were in a car accident and never had any problems before, we don't usually need to do trigger point injections because it's acute. You haven't had a long-term type of thing, so you haven't really developed the trigger points. But we have people who come in with back pain for 20, 30 years.
Yeah.
Or have had surgeries, post-surgical, that really the body just goes into spasm on that. And so we have people who are coming in, they've had surgery 5 years earlier. They all need trigger point therapy because mm-hmm. the body has no idea what to do with that. Those are just really, really common.
So sometimes the injections, that missing part of fixing a muscle, you know, skeletal condition?
It really is. Mm-hmm. And it is missed tremendously as we get that from other different types of practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people who have said, I've been to 12 doctors for this back problem and I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do that's different than what I've had before?
Right. Good question.
Mm-hmm. And I say, what we do is we combine everything.
Yeah.
You know, it's from A to Z and we do it all here. You don't have to jump from place to place. And yes, I would say oftentimes getting those muscles released is one of the very, very biggest missing pieces. And oftentimes we can do the injection and the person gets up and says, oh my gosh, this is the first time in 10 years I am out of pain.
Mm-hmm. Good. When we come back, more on trigger point therapy.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. What conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
The World Health Organization has actually done some definite research. Also, the National Institute of Health has done quite a bit of research on acupuncture with quite a bit of very strong evidence on what it works for and what it doesn't. If we take the digestive area, abdominal pain. I have a lot of people with severe abdominal pain. We can put the needles in. Oftentimes, there's immediate results. Constipation or diarrhea, mm-hmm. We can get some changes along those lines. The reflux has some very, very good results on that. Emotionally, I have a lot of people coming in for anxiety or depression.
Mm.
Insomnia. I have had patients who were, who even after the first treatment that night, they actually were able to sleep. One gal said, I haven't slept in a couple of days, you know. Put the needles in, she fell asleep on the table, and she said, wow. Infertility is a very common type of thing with a lot mm-hmm. of research on.
We have a lot of people coming in.
Very high success rate mm-hmm. for that. Mm-hmm. But there are very definite points that affect fertility mm-hmm. that are very important to know. It's just not that you're going into an acupuncturist, he's randomly putting some needles in. You have to know where those points are, how they're affected, be able to evaluate them, see which ones are off, and how you can actually make an effect on the body to actually increase the fertility rate.
Have you had success with
getting
infertility?
Women pregnant?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's the best way to put it.
Right.
No, very definitely. We have a very high success rate with women with infertility. We have several proud moms who are also coming in for after the birth. just to help to relax, because it helped them so much, one, to get pregnant during the pregnancy, you know, help to control the pain, nausea, all those types of things. And then afterwards, it's a very trying type of time, and find that the acupuncture is very helpful at that time. But a very, very good success rate. I'm probably saying it's almost 80%.
Wow.
Which is really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very proud of that, and glad to help women in that struggle.
Find out if acupuncture is right for you. Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. Well, we're talking today about getting to the point through trigger point therapy. And Dr. Prather, let's talk about trigger point therapy. Is that a service that's covered under insurance?
Yes, it is. It is a recognized problem. It became famous because of John F. Kennedy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, John F. Kennedy.
He had a lot of back pain.
He had a lot of back pain. He had Addison, so he had some autoimmune.
Wow.
And he had tried a lot of different types of techniques, and Dr. Tavel became very famous because John Kennedy went to her. So that's where her fame kind of, and she was able to use the trigger point therapies on him, and really, he would not have become president of the United States if she had not been doing that trigger point work on him.
Interesting.
So that's just a very interesting, little interesting type of aspect on that. But the trigger point therapy is something that is, of course, covered by insurance, so it became pretty well known after that. And so they started to cover it. It's something that's recognized. They allow a certain amount of trigger points per muscle. Usually you can resolve them in that amount of time. We always have to try other different types of techniques before we do the injections, because oftentimes most muscles you can get released without that. But there are, as we talked about, there are some muscles that if there are balance issues, the only way you can possibly get those fixed is injection. Nothing else works. Needle, nothing else works, except the actual injections.
And here at the Prather Practice, our patients that are dealing with trigger points are also getting rehab, getting corrective exercise.
Absolutely critical.
Working on those balance muscles.
Getting the adjustments. The acupuncture is extremely helpful because it speeds up the healing, reduces the inflammation. So acupuncture treatment, if you reduce the inflammation, reduce the pain levels, which acupuncture does, it makes the trigger point therapy much easier.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about what conditions are involved with trigger points and what conditions that you find.
Sure. One of the most debilitating trigger point areas is the jaw, temporal mandibular disease, TMJ, TMD. That is a very, it causes a lot of emotional types of issues. We've had people fly in from all over the country for our work with the TMJ. And trigger points are an essential part of that. One of the things is that you have a pterygoid muscle that is attached to the disc that slides back and forth in the jaw. And if it has a trigger point in there, it's going to chronically pull that out of place and cause a tremendous amount of problems throughout the body, because the jaw is one of the major balance areas of the body. So the entire body shifts to accommodate the jaw. And if the jaw is not in place, not only does it cause a tremendous amount of physical pain, but it causes a tremendous amount of emotional pain. The reason that, one of the things that I got involved and realized how important the jaw was is I had a friend at that was not, while I was going through chiropractic school, who was just a friend of mine, good friend, and he developed TMJ and had gone around, and had, by the time that I had talked to him, because we started to share, he had tried to commit suicide twice.
Oh, wow.
And this man, you know, this young man was a really great guy, a strong Christian,
mm-hmm.
and got to the point that he was going to commit suicide. And he said, you know, it's just like something took over on him and he couldn't handle it. And once I studied it, there's a nerve that goes directly from the jaw joint to the emotional center of the brain. So not only was it causing him unbelievable amount of pain, but also unbelievable emotional pain. It just crippled this young man.
Mm-hmm.
So I was a college student and chiropractic school student, and I said, I don't know too much. Mm-hmm. Let me, you know, see what I can do. And I started working with him. I got his Atlas set, which was hugely helpful. And then I discovered about the trigger points in the jaw. So we adjusted the jaw, got it lined up. But I understood then that there were trigger points. That was my first experience with those, was
wow.
with the jaw.
I don't think I've heard this story.
Yeah, and we've I've been married for 26 years.
Yeah.
It had a huge impact on
wow.
me. And so I discovered trigger points. I learned how to release them without... Because, you know, he had tried other people to release those trigger points, and they weren't light. They didn't have the right touch. And they were too hard, and they made it worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I was able to put just enough, because I was trained by Joe Maynard, was one of my mentors, and he taught me, you know, the touch of chiropractic,
mm-hmm.
which was huge. And so I was able to get a hold of those muscles, feel the release, put just enough pressure on it, and absolutely change this young man's life.
Wow.
And, you know, I kept telling him, are you sure you want me to, you know, I'm just a student.
Yeah.
He says, you're getting more relief than, you know, he said he'd already spent $60,000 of his parents' money.
Wow.
On trying to get that fixed, and I was doing more for him than anybody else.
And there was a problem. You did the research.
Okay.
And that's the technique you use to this day.
Yes.
On the jaw.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so I had to learn it to save a friend of mine's life,
mm-hmm.
literally.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been able to transfer that over, and we've been able to really... So the jaw is just a huge, devastating area.
Yeah.
Another big area is headaches.
Mm-hmm.
The back of the occiput, you have some muscles back there that will clamp down on what's called the greater occipital nerve.
Mm.
It's also called the headache nerve. And that can cause debilitating headaches. So understanding the trigger points in that area is absolutely essential to relieve headaches. 70% of all the headaches are associated with trigger points. So
70%.
70%. Wow. And you have to be able to do trigger point therapy to really relieve headaches. So again, it's a combination of things that we're doing. You know, we do internal work to balance out any type of influences on that, so functional. Because
mm-hmm.
A lot of times that can be involved. We have to do the alignment. If the alignment's not set, the trigger points won't work. Then we do the trigger points. We do the acupuncture to reduce the inflammation, increase pain tolerance. Do auricular therapy to change the brain pattern on the headaches. And we also do the exercises to restore the functionality of the neck and the jaw and the head. And the combination of those, we have an amazing percentage of corrections on headaches.
Yeah.
But trigger points are absolutely essential for that.
Well, Dr. Prather, we have a minute, and I want to make sure that you cover what you want to hear on the trigger point therapies.
Sure. And one of the things I want to encourage people is, you know, don't give up hope. You know, I had mm-hmm. one lady who just came in, had seen 25 doctors. You know who I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And had been told 2 years ago to come and see me. Finally did, just out of desperation, not really expecting anything. And within a week, she said she was 40% better.
Wow.
And, you know, had such a reduction in pain. She has hope now. You know, and I don't want people to give up hope.
Mm.
If you give up hope, you know, you've kind of stopped the process. And there's always hope, always a way to make life better.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. it's just, you know, even people who, I had a gentleman who had pancreatic cancer dying. And there wasn't anything anybody could do to save his life. But we got him so that he was pain-free and functional the entire time up until he died.
Right, so he could enjoy life.
He loved it. Mm-hmm. It made such a difference for him and his family. So never giving up hope, because you can always improve your situation, even if, you know, it's for sure that you're going to, well, we're all going to die.
Right.
But making life better is what we're all about, and that's what we try to achieve. And our trigger point therapy is an essential part of that.
Great. Very informative. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Have you ever been curious about how acupuncture can benefit your health? The Prather Practice has received the NDA List Award for Best in Acupuncture for 2 years in a row. Dr. Robert Prather is a board-certified licensed acupuncturist. He's earned a reputation for combining effective acupuncture-based techniques with cutting-edge technology to help patients with many conditions. Acupuncture is documented and proven to help with many health issues, including pain, allergies, addiction control, anxiety, fatigue, vision problems, infertility, and so much more. Through October 31st, new clients at the Prather Practice will receive 3 acupuncture sessions for just $99, normally a $210 value. We even have needle-free options for those who are a bit squeamish around needles. Call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment and experience the benefits of acupuncture for yourself. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.